Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. At this time every week, we go into the Bud Light six-pack of picks, the six hardest games to predict on the NFL schedule for this week. Dave Rowe, a former Super Bowl champion with the Raiders versus my beautiful wife, the A-Train. And last week, Dave got the best ever. He went 4-2. He's up for two games for the year. And Dave, you made an impressive pick by picking your Raiders on Monday Night Football, and they got that overtime win. Congratulations.
Well, I just wanted to pick them at least once this season. Now I can pick them again.
Yeah, I would say they looked pretty good. And that craziest overtime I've seen in a long time, they overcame an interception. They overcame not being able to find their kicker, and they still won the game. Good job.
Amen.
Let's get to this week's games. I know A-Train is chomping at the bit to try and come back this week. Let's see if we can get some splits. You can play as well, by the way, at twoguysamchris.com and win a Bud Light prize pack totaling over $300 at the end of the season. Game number one is early on Sunday on Fox, the Los Angeles Rams off a victory in Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Dave Rowe, who you got?
Well, that was a coming out party for Matthew Stafford. Can you imagine spending 12 seasons in Detroit? I mean, it was just doldrums all the time. But what a game he had. He was 20 of 26 for 321 yards, and he actually rated 156.1, which is incredible.
Yeah.
He looked very comfortable with the offense, and I was very satisfied with watching him play. On the other side of the ball, Carson Wentz had a strong game, but he was only 25 of 38, had 13 incompletions. He needs to get more comfortable with the offense. I'll take the Rams.
Taking the Rams on the road, going across the country. I'll tell you, Matthew Stafford reminds me of a young Dave Rowe playing for bad teams, Saints, Patriots, then going to the Raiders, getting that Super Bowl. Let's see what the A-Train has to say about this one. Good morning, Sweet Pea. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Yes, Matthew Stafford looks like he might be the guy who could take the Rams to the Super Bowl again. He played so well against the Bears last week, the game was never even close. But since they were playing the Bears, I'm not sure how much to read into that. The Colts really need this game, but I was a little disappointed in their home loss to Seattle. They couldn't get much going on offense, and I still just don't trust Carson Wentz. The Colts only scored 16 points against the Seahawks defense, and the Rams defense is better. I'll take the Rams.
Okay, both of you on the same page there, taking the Rams over the Colts, and we move to Chicago, the Bears. A-Train, just talking about them, are on early against the Cincinnati Bengals in Chicago on CBS. Dave, the Bengals are the team that are 1-0 here. What do you think about this one?
Surprising, and it was interesting. I watched a player, Ja'Marr Chase, who was drafted by the Bengals, and everybody went, what did they draft him for? Well, he showed up on Sunday, 5 catches for 100 yards. Joey Burrow looked really good, 20 of 27 for 261. I think Burrow was quiet until about 2 minutes left before half. Then he threw 2 late touchdowns. Defense gave up 24 points, but they won in overtime. Andy Dalton, I hate it for Andy Dalton. He's just a journeyman quarterback who just keeps showing up. But they have a kid, Justin Fields, who was second team to Trevor Lawrence growing up in high school, in college, and he's waiting his turn. And I think Justin Fields will get his turn this week. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Ooh, taking the Bengals because you think they will go into Chicago and force them to play Justin Fields. What a great pick here. Bengals at Bears. A-Train, who you got?
Well, if the Bears lose this game, that will probably be the end of Andrew Dalton as the starting quarterback in Chicago. Most Bears fans are screaming for Justin Fields to start, but the coach continues to stick with Dalton, at least for now. For the Bears to win, they need to control the clock, run the ball, and play good defense. The Bengals are pretty impressive in beating the Vikings last week. Joe Burrow came back from that terrible knee injury and played very well at home against Minnesota. Burrow threw to the rookie Ja'Marr Chase several times, once for a touchdown. Chase had been criticized for a lot of drops in preseason, but he didn't have any drops in week one. This is a bigger game for the Bears than the Bengals. It's early, but they need it. I'm going with the Bears.
Taking the Bears. So our first split here, Bears and Bengals in the 1 o'clock game Eastern time on CBS. How about the Eagles looking good last week? Couple of teams that are off wins here. Early game on Fox. That's our third game in the Bud Light six-pack of picks. 49ers at Philadelphia. Dave Rowe, who you got?
I really like Jalen Hurts, the Eagles. He was 27 of 35. They finally let him run the ball a little bit. I think in Philadelphia, they're going to be saying, Carson who last year?
Yeah.
It was It was the best defensive line play I've seen in Philadelphia in years. They held the Falcons to 6 points, two field goals. I, in an upset, am going to take the Eagles.
Woo! That's your team, too. I know you grew up in that area. An Eagles man. San Francisco at Philadelphia. He will go with the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. A-Train, who you got?
I don't think any team was more surprisingly impressive than the Eagles on Sunday against Atlanta. Quarterback Jalen Hurts threw the ball well and ran the ball well. He looks like he might be a solid NFL quarterback. Meanwhile, the 49ers thoroughly outplayed the Lions, had to hang on to the end when the Lions mounted a comeback. I was impressed with Jimmy Garoppolo and loved their running game, but they lost Raheem Mostert to injury for the year. I was not impressed with the Niners' defense. The game should not have been as close as it was. At the end of the day, I think Garoppolo will use his experience to outplay Hurts and get the win for San Francisco.
San Francisco. So a couple of splits already as we're halfway done here. And we go to Miami. The Bills are at the Dolphins this week. I think one team is 0-1, the Bills. The other's 1-0, the Dolphins. Most people had it going the other way. This is an early game on CBS and a big one in the AFC East. Dave, who you got?
Well, this is the you know what you won't be hearing in Buffalo this week?
What?
Super Bowl talk. Not if they don't win. They have got to win.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that. Josh Allen, I really like him, the quarterback. 30 of 51, 271 yards, no interceptions. But special teams was killer. They got a punt blocked for a TD.
Mm-hmm.
Then they allowed three field goals. They couldn't get into the end zone. They kicked three short field goals. I am going to take the Bills.
You are in a game they really do need to be early here. And you're right, a surprising showing against the Steelers. How about you, Sweet Pea? Bills at Dolphins, who you got?
Well, halfway through the Bills-Steelers game in week one, I had marked down a Bills win. They seemed to have the Steelers confused on offense, and even though they weren't scoring a lot, they were in complete control. Then, in the second half, they couldn't move the ball, and quarterback Josh Allen looked very, really ordinary. The bad news for the Bills is the Dolphins have just as good a defense as the Steelers. They were inches from losing to the Patriots last week, but they got a turnover at the perfect time and held on to win in Foxborough. That was a big win. Still, I think this comes down to a battle of quarterbacks, and I think Josh Allen will put the Bills over the top against Tua Tagovailoa.
I think you might be right in both of you taking Buffalo in Miami here on the Bud Light six-pack of picks. Now to the late games. This is an afternoon game on Fox. And another one that could be good, Dallas Cowboys off that Thursday night game, so they've got a little extra rest here, at Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. Dave Rowe, who you got?
Well, you remember Dak Prescott with that ugly broken leg? Well, that's now history. There's no signs of any problem. I looked at his stats, 42 of 58 for 403 yards. And Cooper and Lamb, his two wide receivers, they caught 20 passes in one game for 243 yards. I mean, then I questioned, where in the world was Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
11 carries for 33 yards?
Yeah.
They should have won this first game during the Bucs. I like Justin Herbert. I really do. I think he's an up-and-coming quarterback. The big comment by everybody was how comfortable he looked at quarterback playing. But I think in this game, I'm going to take the Cowboys to upset the Chargers.
Cowboys on the road to get that win. Let's see if the A-Train will agree with that. Dallas at the Chargers, A-Train, who you got?
Well, the Chargers, as they predicted, went across the country and got a win in Washington last week. Justin Herbert is becoming one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and they have good weapons all around him now. Plus, they are playing at home. However, no team that lost last week impressed me more than the Cowboys. They went into Tampa, and they should have won the game. Their kicker hurt them by missing two field goals and an extra point. Dak Prescott didn't play in preseason and looked like the league MVP even after a bit of a shoulder injury. They just need to get their running game going and improve on defense to be an elite team. They aren't elite yet, but I think they have enough to win against the Chargers.
Oh, both of you taking Dallas on the road against the Chargers. And that leads us to the last game, the Sunday night game on NBC with two splits so far in the Bud Light six-pack of picks. And that game is an AFC battle between the Chiefs and Ravens in Baltimore. That's going to be a good one. Dave, who you got?
Well, did you know that Patrick Mahomes is undefeated in September? He's never lost a game in the NFL in September.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, 11-0. Well, the Chiefs, they're going to be special this year. I mean, they came back and won that game. And I just think their defense must improve. They got pushed all over the field in the first game. Then all of a sudden at the end of the game, they came alive. But what a game for the Ravens. No disgrace. They lost. They just lost a heartbreaker. It really was a shame the way they lost. Lamar Jackson dazzled everybody with his 86 yards rushing, but he fumbled twice, and that cost him the game. I think in this game, I can't go against Patrick Mahomes.
It's hard to, even though they're on the road, but it's a big one for the Ravens. Dave will take Kansas City. A-Train, who you got?
Yeah, the Chiefs trailed almost the entire game against Cleveland last week, and then Patrick Mahomes showed why he is the best quarterback in the league. They are the class of the AFC for sure, but their defense let them down last week until they got a big interception to seal the win. Speaking of turnovers, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson fumbled three times in that overtime loss to the Raiders. This is a big game for the Ravens. If they start 0-2 in that tough division, they will have a very tough time catching up. This is a tough one, but I'll take the Chiefs only because of Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes, you just never pick against Mahomes, and I didn't know that's a good did you know, Dave, that he's undefeated in September. Very nicely done. As we go back through the Bud Light six-pack of picks, both of you like the Rams on the road in the early game on Fox. Also, everybody is picking the Bills in Miami, the Cowboys in Los Angeles, and the Chiefs in Baltimore. So a lot of road teams to win there. Meanwhile, you split on Bengals at Bears. Dave will take Cincinnati. A-Train will take the homestanding Bears. And then A-Train likes San Francisco to go to Philadelphia and get the win. And Dave likes the Eagles. Dave, I see you've only picked one home team this week, and that's the Eagles. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I am. I do have a quick did you know.
Please.
Everybody knows that the coldest game was the Cowboys and the Packers, and I think it was in the 60s in the championship game. It was 13 below.
Yeah.
But do you know what the hottest game was?
Now, what a great question. No, I do not know. I would guess somewhere in Arizona, maybe, before they had an indoor stadium.
Well, how about this one? Philadelphia Eagles at Dallas, September 3rd, 2000. They said it was 109 degrees. The humidity was only 19%.
Dang.
That's one of the hottest games I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Now, you're a player. Would you rather play in 0 degrees or 109 degrees?
Zero.
Yeah.
You can always put stuff on, but you can't keep on taking it off.
All right. Two splits this week. You can pick online as well and wind up winning a Bud Light prize pack worth more than $300. Do that online with us and listen every week here, the Bud Light Six Pack of Picks on the Two Guys Named Chris Show.